The New England Patriots' run to repeat as Super Bowl champs is over. They lost to the Broncos 20-18 in Denver yesterday in a hard-fought defensive battle. The Pats failed to complete a two-point conversion at the end of the game to send the AFC Championship into overtime. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was there and reports from Denver.
77,000 fans under the high country sun showed up for a game hyped as the marquee matchup between future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Denver fan Kevin Costa wanted to see his quarterback beat Tom Brady.
So bad. I want it for Peyton Manning. He's such a class act. And give him another Super Bowl ring and see him go out on top.
But the hype had it wrong. The game was all about two tough defenses and a special teams play early in the game so routine, some fans at home probably missed it going to the fridge for another drink. That's how the Denver crowd reacted when Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski missed an extra point after a first quarter touchdown. Okay, the NFL did make extra points longer and therefore harder this year. Still, it was his first such miss since his rookie season in 2006. At halftime, the Broncos led 17-9. Even so, Patriots fan Ryan Graber was not worried.
You gotta be calm. Hey, I'm Brady. He'll make adjustments. Belichick will make adjustments. I see better offensive performance in the second half. Just worried about the defense, really.
But those expectations were off. The offense scored the same amount of points in the second half as it did in the first, just 9 points in each. It felt like New England was chasing that missed extra point for the rest of the game to no avail.
Crash landing to the end of the season like it usually is in the National Football League.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick says the missed extra point was just one play, no different than the missed two-point conversion at the end. But the kicker feels differently.
I put him in a bad spot by missing that first kick.
Steven Gostkowski says he felt like he lost the game, that he should have been out there kicking an extra point to send the game into overtime.
Kind of a cruel reality that it came down to that, and I just feel awful about it.
His teammates let him off the hook.
And everyone misses him at some point, and there was plenty of football left. We knew what the situation was.
The situation for quarterback Tom Brady was not good the entire game. He was hit more than 20 times, nearly double his previous season high. He threw two interceptions, and Denver's defenders made it tough for Brady to get the ball to Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, his go-to receivers.
We made a couple, but we never could play with the lead. We never could play on our terms. So it was a lot of... It was an uphill battle all day.
Denver linebacker Von Miller, who sacked Brady twice, says the plan was to harass the quarterback quickly.
I mean, we came to this game, you know, knowing what we had to do. And we knew if we could get that done that, you know, the game was going to be over with.
But the Patriots' defense got it done, too. It held the Broncos to just 3 points in the second half, giving Tom Brady's offense multiple chances to catch up. Twice in the fourth quarter, the Patriots got inside the Denver 20, but instead of kicking field goals, went for it on fourth down and failed. In the final minute, the Patriots finally scored a touchdown, but without those field goals and that extra point, they needed a two-point conversion just to tie. The Broncos broke up the pass, so instead of Tom Brady heading to the Super Bowl for a chance to win a record fifth title, Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning is going to bid for his second ring. He credits his defense.
They knew they were challenged all week, and they answered the challenge. And I really enjoyed playing on the same team as that defense. I'm glad I haven't had to face them.
You got to give credit to Denver.
Tight end Rob Gronkowski was often double-teamed and left the game for a while to be treated for cramps.
Everyone fought, everyone battled, and everyone gave it all they got. I'm proud to be part of this season. It was a great season overall. And it just came down to that two-point conversion. And like I said, Denver made more plays than us.
For Malcolm Butler, who made the play of last year's Super Bowl, intercepting on the goal line to steal the win, it was his turn to see another defender make the play to win the game.
That's just how it is sometimes. And, you know, we'll just build off of it, you know, use it as motivation and, you know, come back next year and compete.
For Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, it's on to next season. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Denver.